Chapter 12, The Golden Name Day. In all the time of all the world, said Elsa, I don't believe there has been a lovelier Sunday than this one. Isn't it wonderful? I'm sure this will be a 9 times nicer name day, Nancy. Nancy was sure of it, too. She was sitting with Grandma and Elsa in the back seat of Grandpa's carryall. Grandpa, Mrs. Brown, Alex, and Oscar were in front. Alex was driving Carl the 12th. Uncle Sven and Aunt Martha had driven into church in their two-seater, and now Uncle John, Aunt Anna, Sigrid, and Helga were riding with them, just ahead, in case Woemma took a notion to go like the wind. When we go up in any hills, Uncle John had said as they were starting, some of us will get out and walk so that we'll not tire the horses too much. The day even smells wonderful, said Nancy, as they came into the open country. It's the hay in the field, said Elsa. I love it. When I grow up and use perfumery, I'm not going to have sweet pea or lily of the valley or anything. I'm going to have a special kind made for me called new mown hay. And whenever you come near us, said Mrs. Brown, smiling at her, we'll think of Nancy Wanda's name day party. The ride was lovely, but of course the party didn't really begin until they got to the farm. The minute they arrived, Nancy had her first surprise. Come on upstairs, quick, Nancy, said Elsa, as soon as they reached the farmhouse door. Quick, never mind anything else. It's important. Nancy hurried after her. Sigrid and Helga were already in the front bedroom, and there on the bed were 4 Swedish costumes. It's yours. It's yours, said Helga, dancing up and down in front of Nancy. This one's yours. Mama and Aunt Martha made it for you. It's your name day present. Put it on. Mine, said Nancy. You mean it's really mine to keep? My very own? It certainly is, said Sigrid. And now Aunt Anna came to help the girls get dressed. She smiled at Nancy's pleasure in the costume and was glad to see that the little white blouse, the full gathered red skirt, the gay striped apron, and the black velvet bodice all fitted. There were a pair of red socks and a little cap, too. As soon as she was ready, Nancy had to run down to show herself to Grandma and all the others. A real little Swedish name day girl, said Grandpa. He had made Alex comfortable on the porch so that he could see what was going on while everybody was getting ready for the picnic and enjoy to the fullest the surprise the little girls had prepared for him. But first they must go to get Wanda. Aunt Martha had explained everything to Wanda's mother, so she was all ready for the children when they came running over. Wanda, Wanda, she called, come see who's here. Wanda was in the kitchen, but she came running up to the front of the house. The girls took hold of hands and began to dance around her. Surprise, surprise, they cried. Wanda was dressed in a lovely Polish costume, even gayer than their Swedish ones. What is it? What is it, Mama? She asked. Why have we all got on our costumes? Why did you have me put on mine? Go with the girls, was all Mama would answer. They ran across the road, and now Nancy was as surprised as Wanda. In the driveway stood the old one-seated wagon Uncle Sven sometimes used when he went to town alone, but now it was almost entirely covered with daisies. Across the top of the seat had been fastened a large white paper on which Sigrid had printed with green crayon, Welcome to the two Wandas. We got the idea from the decorations at school, said Elsa. And yesterday Mama came out with us, and she and Aunt Martha helped, and we made this. It's a daisy chariot for you to ride to the grove in. Do you like it? Did they like it? No words could have said how much they liked it or how proud they felt when Uncle Sven helped them into the seat, and they sat in their name day chariot like two little princesses. This is 90 times nicer name day, said Nancy at last. I never imagined anything so wonderful. It is the loveliest flower cart I ever saw, said Grandma. I don't see how you had time to finish it. We worked hard, said Sigrid. But come on, girls, before we go to the woods. We have to you know what. Alex, shut your eyes for a little while until we say you can open them. Wanda and Nancy got out of their chariot. Then as quietly as they could, the girls picked up Cuckoo Clock and Cicely and Sinkspout, who were on the steps, beckoned to Oscar and Danny, and disappeared into the house. Open your eyes, called Sigrid, and wait to see what you will see. Alex waited and waited and began to wonder if the girls were teasing him, but suddenly there was a sound of smothered giggles, of barking and the tramp of feet, and around from back of the barn came the funniest parade Alex had ever seen. First came Grandpa leading Carl the 12th, who was wearing a hat with daisies on it around the holes where his ears stuck through. Right up to Alex's chair they came, and Aunt Martha slipped something into his hand. It was a piece of loaf sugar. Alex, delighted, held it out to his friend. Carl the 12th took it, and he and Grandpa marched on. Next came Nancy, leading a rather sheepishly looking Danny dressed in a paper hat with a poppy sticking out of the top. Aunt Martha handed a bone to Alex, and he gave it to Danny with a loving pat and words of praise. Next came Helga, carrying Cuckoo Clock, who had a ribbon around her neck with a big bow that she didn't approve of at all. She didn't even wait for Alex to give her a treat. She yanked herself out of the bow and scrambled up on his shoulder and stayed there, as if she thought he would protect her from the foolish doings of little girls. Of course, nothing could have pleased Alex more. Cicely Ann Sinkspout behaved better, stayed quietly in Sigrid's arms, and daintily ate the piece of meat Alex held out to her. Meanwhile, Oscar, who was with Uncle John at the end of the parade, almost went wild with excitement and had to be let loose so that he could run up to Alex for his bone, way out of turn. Aunt Anna carried Blackie, the howling success. Wanda, Grandma, and Mrs. Brown each had a cat or a kitten or two. Elsa had Mrs. Hooligan, and Uncle Sven brought Whoa, Emma. All the animals were decorated with hats or flowers or ribbon bows that the little girls had been working on for a week. All were glad to get a treat, but none took kindly to the idea of a parade. They wouldn't make very good soldiers, said Grandpa, but Alex thought they were all wonderful. It's a 900 times nicer name day, he said to Nancy. And he was delighted when Oscar and Danny came back to his chair to stay with him, and Cuckoo Clock settled down in his lap. In a little while, everything was ready for the picnic. Wanda, Nancy Wanda, and Grandma got into the daisy chariot. Uncle John took one of the shafts, and Uncle Sven the other, and acted as horses. Grandpa had lined a wheelbarrow with an old quilt. He now placed Alex in it and carefully wheeled him to the woods, stopping along the way to show him the hens, the pigs, the cow barn, and anything else he wanted to see. The Carlson girls ran along beside the chariot, and the ladies followed behind. The other girls should have turns riding, too, said Wanda. Yes, they should, agreed Nancy. Later on, said Uncle John, the two Wandas, I understand, are to ride now. Sing, Papa, said Sigrid, and Uncle John began an old Swedish song Nancy had not heard. It's about in the merry days of summer, Elsa told her. Well, this is certainly one of the merriest days I ever knew, said Mrs. Brown when the song was done. What a lovely song. Do please sing some more. So they sang song after song, some in Swedish, some in English, until they came to the woods. It was a real Swedish picnic meal that the ladies spread out. Homemade rye bread and new butter, meatballs, sliced ham and pickled herring, coffee and milk, and almond-flavored coffee bread. When all had eaten as much as they wanted of these good things, it was time for the name day cake. Everybody admired it when Grandma set it on the white tablecloth, and all knew at once that the flowers were roses and violets. Shut your eyes a minute, said Elsa to Nancy and Wanda. When they were allowed to open their eyes again, Elsa and Sigrid stood in front of them. Each held a crown of flowers. Nancy's was made of daisies and little bunches of yellow buttercups. Wanda's of daisies and tiny purple Lady's Delight blossoms that looked like little pansies. It's too late for yellow roses and violets, said Elsa, so we had to get the nearest things to them. They are lovely girls, said Mrs. Brown. I don't see how you had time to do so many things. This is 9,000 times nicer name day, said Nancy, as she and Wanda took off their costume caps and Sigrid and Elsa put on the name day crowns. Then, together, Wanda and Nancy Wanda took hold of the knife Aunt Martha had brought and cut the roses and violets cake. Everybody had a good big piece, as well as a dish of homemade vanilla ice cream served right out of the freezer. "When are we going to give Wanda her present?" asked Helga. "Now," said Sigrid, and she ran to get two small boxes. She gave one of them to Wanda. Wanda opened it. Inside was a tiny doll, like the ones the other girls had. There was a card which read, "My name is Violet." "She's from the four of us," said Elsa, "because we want you to have a flower named Doll, too. If you don't like the name Violet, you can change it. Any mother should have a right to name her own child." "I like it to be Violet," said Wanda. "Thank you very much." "Here's another box," said Sigrid. This contained pieces of cloth and ribbon and a tiny card with the words, "For our new cousin, Violet, from Daisy, Marigold, Jasmine, and Trillium." But even this wasn't the end of all the surprises. Mrs. Brown now had something to say. "Alex and I have appreciated so much all that you have done to make us happy," she said, "that we wanted to do something to make Nancy and her little friends happy, too. So while we were away, we bought a gift for Nancy and one for each of the Carlson girls. And then when we got home, we heard about Wanda, and so, of course, we bought one here in town for her, and we hope you will like them." She went to the chariot, and out from under the seat, she took five strange-looking packages. They were all the same size, and Nancy thought they looked as if they contained five sticks. What funny presents! "Suppose you open them, one at a time," said Mrs. Brown. "Where shall we begin, Alex?" "Begin with old Telltale," said Alex, "because she's youngest, and then go up by ages." Mrs. Brown handed Helga one of the packages, and while everyone watched, she opened it. In it was a pink parasol, as pink as the wild roses that grew by the roadside, and it had a white border with little pink roses on it. Nobody there had ever seen such a beautiful parasol. "Mama, Mama," said Helga when she could speak, "is it really mine?" One by one, the other girls opened their packages, and every parasol was as beautiful as the one before it. "I didn't even know there were so many beautiful parasols in the whole world," said Elsa, looking at her lovely light green one with its border of white and yellow daisies. Sigrid's had a white background with blue forget-me-nots on it, and Wanda's was white with a bunch of violets decorating one side of it. "I tried to get one with yellow roses for you, Nancy," said Mrs. Brown, "but there weren't any in any of the stores." Nancy was perfectly satisfied with hers. It was all yellow, and the edge was scalloped, and the scallops looked like the petals of a rose. "When you carry it where the sun is shining through it," said Grandma, "it will be like being right in the center of a yellow rose." "This is 9 million times nicer name day," said Sigrid. The little girls were so surprised by Mrs. Brown's wonderful presents that they could hardly say thank you, but all the grown-ups told her over and over again how much they appreciated her thoughtfulness. "But think of what you have all done for Alex," she said, looking at his happy face. It was now after 4 o'clock. "We must be getting back to the farmhouse," said Grandpa. "Uncle Sven will want to do the milking while Alex can watch him. But first, I have something I'd like to say to you all." He smiled his gentle, sweet smile at the people sitting around him and slowly drew from his pocket the almanac. He turned it over in his hands 2 or 3 times without saying anything while they all waited. Then he began. "I've been thinking a good deal, as we all have, about a name day for Nancy, but I was no better than any of the rest of you, and not so good as Wanda, at finding a way to get one for her. Then, a few nights ago, I picked up the almanac, and I noticed something I had never noticed before." He paused a moment. There was something in the way he spoke that made everyone feel that he was going to say something important. He went on, "I noticed that there is one day that has no name beside it. I do not know why I never saw this before, except that there is so much other printing beside the dates that the fact that there is no name doesn't show much. And I think when you children were hunting in the almanac, you looked only at names and did not realize that you were beginning with January 2nd. There is no name for January 1st. The little girls crowded around him to look. "I never noticed that either," said Uncle Sven. "I wonder why that is so." I have to admit that I don't know, said Grandpa. Maybe there weren't enough Swedish names to go for all the days, said Elsa. I know what, said Sigrid. Maybe the people that made the almanac knew that all Swedish people might have some friend who wasn't Swedish and might want to give her a name day. Well, said Grandpa, whatever the reason, it seems to me that, as Sigrid says, we could give a dear friend a name day. I should like all of you people here to think carefully and tell me how you feel it would be if we should put Nancy's name at January 1st in our Swedish almanac. If you all think it would be a good idea, that is what I shall do. And Sven, will you then write her name in yours? And John, will you write it in yours? Not only this year, but every year as soon as your new almanac comes? That I will gladly do, said Uncle Sven. And so will I, said Uncle John. And, said Elsa, when we grow up and have almanacs of our own, we'll always write Nancy's name in, and we'll tell our children and grandchildren to do the same, and the name of Nancy will appear on January 1st in every almanac in the houses of Benson and Carlson forever. I can see, said Grandpa, that some of you agree. Do you all? And it was plain that all the Bensons and the Carlsons did. Nancy stood looking at Grandpa. He turned now and smiled directly at her. And you, Nancy, what do you think? He asked. Never mind if there aren't any flowers on January 1st, Nancy, said Elsa. We'll still have Christmas greens, and we could make you a crown with greens and lighted candles like a Santa Lucia crown. Now, whether Nancy would have been satisfied with this kind of name day if the plan had been suggested to her earlier, nobody, not even she herself, would ever know. But while Elsa was speaking, Nancy suddenly saw a name day as glowing and golden with lighted candles as this one was with yellow buttercups and daisies. Candles all over the house, in the windows, on the tree, on the party table, even in her crown. A lovely golden name day, all her own. I think I would like it, Grandpa, she said. Could you write her name with that funny blue indelible pencil that nobody can ever erase? Asked Sigrid. That is the very pencil I brought to write it with, said Grandpa. And when my new almanac comes for next year, I will write Nancy in that, and Nancy shall have this old one as a souvenir of this day. He took out his pencil. This is a solemn moment, said Elsa. We should all sing something. What should we sing, Nancy? Said Uncle John. You say, Elsa, said Nancy. Tregara kan ingen vara, said Elsa immediately, and turned to Mrs. Brown and Alex to explain. That is one of our favorites. It's about how safe God's little children are, because he takes care of them all. Safer than the stars in the heavens, safer than the little birds in their cozy nests. I think we should sing it now, because this shows things come out all right in the end. Nancy really has a name day all her own. And so they began to sing, and Grandpa took the almanac, and settling it on his knee, with the book open at January, he wrote opposite the first, carefully and clearly, Nancy.